Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Share should be a schus for Amin Amr Shikhli, Nishmas Mars, Esther Basrib Shmuel, Chayachavit Fegibas Michal, Yehudis Basio. In the Gemara, in the Seches of Akame, and after Ches on with Aleph, the Gemara says, Toshma, Tarni Goylim, Shahayu Mechatitim, Bechevel, Hakosh Bechevel Dili. If you have chickens that were pecking at a rope which was connected to a pail, the rope of a bucket, and the rope snapped, and the bucket broke. Nisham and Nezik Shalim, they pay full damages. Gemara assumes, Bryson means, that the force of the chickens pecking at the rope caused the bucket to roll away and break. The owner of the chickens pay full damages. Shema mina. So from here the Gemara gets that Basar Meikara's lina. You follow Meikara. For the chicken didn't break the bucket directly, sent it rolling away. And yet the Brisa says the chicken's owner has to pay Nezik Shalim. So it must be we follow the start of the process. The bucket is considered broken as soon as it's sent rolling away. And the breakage has been done directly by the chicken's beak. Because if it was tzoreris, if we go after when it broke, then you'd only have to pay half nezek like we learned earlier in the Gemara. But since he has to pay full nezek, and only broke later, it must be we filed the start of the process. And it's just the Gemara now. Interpret the full damages mentioned in the Braisa as referring specifically to the rope. The owner pays full damages only for the rope, which his chicken had snapped with its beak. For the broken bucket, however, he will only have to pay half damages. The rope that he pecked that directly, that he has to pay full. But the bucket, he's only paying chetzi. Frakti Gemore, v'hachevel mishunehu. But the chicken's damage to the rope is unusual, and thus the owner should only pay half. It's abnormal for a chicken to eat a rope. It's not shame, it's karen, for which the owner only pays half. Considered mishune, and therefore, why is he paying the whole thing? Which is a din keren. When using mishune, it has a din keren. Answers the Gemara, and therefore, it's only going to be a half over here. Din Karen, answers the Gemara. And of course, he only pays half. Answers the Gemara, the mouse, Belisha. Talking about a case where the rope is sullied with dough. In that case, it's normal for the chicken to peck at the dough so vigorously that it will snap even a strong rope. As the Gemara of Arnishpa Dali Katani, the Brisa says that the bucket broke, implying that the Brisa's ruling applies to the bucket as well. So how do you say that the Nezik Shalim is only said with regard to the rope? So we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Shema Minah, Basamei Karazlinah. So if he's paying for the bucket, must be that you go bust from any car, not bust from when it broke. When it broke, it'd be tzoros on behalf. Maybe you're paying the whole thing. Amar of Bibi Barabai, the kozel minei u'minei. Bibi Barabai says the b'raisa refers to where the bucket moves constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken until it shatters. The chicken was pushing against the bucket the whole time, even when it actually broke. So the bucket didn't break as a result of the chicken's force, but as a result of direct pressure applied by the chicken's body. So Vivi explains, we don't follow Neikara, we follow the breaking of the kli. Yeah, the reason he's paying Nezek Shalem is because when he was pressing against the bucket, when it broke, because that was the Gemara's discussion we had in the previous year, do you go bust in the car, the original Meiser, or it actually broke? So here we're saying, no, it actually, he keeps pressuring it, the bucket moves constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken, and therefore he's paying full damages because he was the one who actually broke it. It wasn't broken because of his force. He broke it directly. Ad kan midivrei kotshei shel ha-gemore. As mevuar me-ha-gemara, diaz linen basur me-koro, that if we go basur me-koro, you can explain the price of kipshuto, that he's chayiv nezek shalem on the kli, even if he doesn't constantly move the bucket. If you go basur meikara, even if it was broken because of his force, not because of direct pressure. But even if it broke as a result of the chicken's force, he's going to be, if you hold basur meikara, he's going to be paying nezek shalem. And only if we say basar tover mana is lina, that you go after the broken kli, then we have to make an ukimta, because if you go after the broken kli, then why is he paying nezek shalim? Shouldn't he be paying like tzoros chatzi nezek? The teretz is because the kazal minei u'minei. The Gemara answers, he's placing direct pressure the whole time. Otherwise it'd be tzoros, and it'd only be chayiv chatzi nezek. Frek terishoinim shelefize yoytze shedivrei harif Satran Adade. The Rif is Saiser himself. Why is the Rif Saiser himself? Because the Rif, Yud Aleph Omud Beis Nidape HaRif, Hevi et Tivrei Rabba. Sheim Zarak Kli Merosh HaGag, Ba Acher Ushvaro, Patur. That if somebody throws a Kli from the roof, somebody else comes in the bottom and smashes it, the smasher is potter. And the Gemara proves from this that Rava holds basar meikara's lien. It's already considered broken from the get-go. So it's much the Rif paskins that basar meikara's lien, and you call basar meikara. But when the Rif, Zayin Amar Alf Midapi Arif, brings this rice that we just quoted of the Tarnagolim that are pecking the rope, he brings the Yukimta of Bibi Barabaye, that we're talking about a case where kazu minei u'minei. So mizem mashma that the Rif paskins, baser tover mana zlinan, because we go baser meikara, you don't have to come on to the ukimta of the kazal minei umine. You can just say that it broke because of his pressure, and baser meikara zlinan. So in one case the Rif says we call baser meikara, and in the other place it seemingly says no, we don't. That's why he has to come on to the ukimta of minei umine, because we don't follow baser meikara, we follow the broken kli. Therefore, why are you paying full damages? Oh, because of mine. But you, the Rif, hold that we go basar meikara. Therefore, if you throw the kli meirosha gaga bracha v'shever, you're pater. The shever is pater. V'ze akushya sharishanim makshim al harif. B'yishuv da'at harif kotav harosh b'perek bet b'siman alef b'shem hara'avad. Afshar שסובר הרב מה שתירץ רב ביבי ברבייה דקעזיר מיני לא מוקי לה במעושי בלישה אלא אפילו בלא מעושי בלישה על שבירת כלי משלם נזק שלם כדעזיר מיני שרוצה לשתות מן הכלי ואף אגב דלגבי חבל משונה ומשלם חצי נזק לגבי שבירת כלי מהאורחי הוא ומשלם נזק שלם. והשתה ודאי היא לא עזיל מיני, אף אגב דבטר מעיקר אז לינן, לא היה משלם נזק שלם, שראי על ידי חתיתת החבר, נשבר ומשונהו, דהיינו. Even if we go בוסר מעיקרה, we still have to come on to the yukimta of the braisa, that the kaazil מיני ומיני, because otherwise, he's only going to be mischayev chatzi nezek because the chatitas hachevel, the pecking at the rope, is mishuna because Rav Bibi bar Abaye holds that we're not talking about where the chevel is mos belisha. That's what the Rosh says. Rav Bibi bar Abaye doesn't hold it that ukimta of mus of its where it's mos belisha. That it's sullied with dough. He holds that even if it's not Mo's Belisha, you're chayev an shviras hakli, nezek shalem. Why is that? Why would you, because it says that he's chayiv, it says in the Braisa, that he's chayiv mishalim nezek shalim. Why are you mishalim nezek shalim if it's not Mo's Belisha? He's doing something mishunadik. He's doing something mishunadik, it's only chatzi nezek. So even if you say, basu meikara zlina, he's only going to be paying, which the Rif holds, but he's only going to be paying chatzi nezek, because he's doing something mishune. He's doing something strange. He's doing something different. So memeila, he's only going to be chayv chatzi nezek. Yet the Braisa says he's chayv nezek shalim. So what must the pshat be? The pshat must be, the kaazil minei uminei. Yes, he's doing something mishune. When he bites at the rope, but the reason that the kli was broken wasn't because of the rope. It wasn't because of the snapped rope. The reason the kli was broken was because the kazu minei was constantly pressuring it, and therefore was broken from him himself. So that's the Rosh's teretz to answer the rif. However, we can ask that if we go meikara, so the kli is already shavu mishas chatita sachevel. Wait a second. If you go meikara, when is the kli broken? From the moment the rope was snapped. So what does it help that the chicken continues to pressure the kli, continues to push the kli until it's broken? He's breaking a broken kli. Because Basar Meikara, and therefore Nachamol is only bechayv chatzi nezek, because he's breaking a broken kli. Mazel zer lenu that it's the kazal minei that he's constantly that the bucket moves constantly through the direct pressure of the chicken until it shatters, but it's already broken from the get go when he snapped the rope. We have to say that the Braisa is talking about a case that if the Tarnagol would not push it away, Shim lo haya ha-Tarnagol dochef oto achar shenefsak ha-Chevel lo haya nishbar ha-Kli. Had the Tarnagol not directly pressured the moved the bucket constantly with direct pressure, it wouldn't have broken at all. So you can't say manas bachsa manas sviras sava because it wasn't on the way to being broken. Aibazoi asks, we've been going through the shiurim of Reino Hagoyim of Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It's a Raman Eri Yisrael. So he says, according to this, what's the chiddush of the Braisa? It's Poshut that he's chayiv on this Nezek Shalim. Because the Tarnagol broke a Kli b'gufo. That's ma she'ela b'chla. Lama she'lo yeh chayav? Originally we thought it's a chiddush because it rolled away. He's mechatet b'chevel, and even though it rolled away, he's still chayiv Nezek Shalim. That's a chiddush. It sounds like Tzroros, he's still chayiv Nezek Shalim. Aber yetz, achshav she'ganu lepo, she'bemet, he broke the Kli directly, and it's Pashut that he pays Nezek Shalom. So what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? So it appeared that since the chicken could not push the Kli away unless first he had snapped the rope, and the snapping of the rope was Meshuneh, so I would have thought that he's only going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek because the Tchilas HaMaisa that led to the breaking of the Kli was Meshuneh. And on this Kamash Malona Braisa, that even though the Chatitas HaKli, the Chatitas HaChevel, was Meshuneh, nevertheless, since Loin Nishbor Al Yidei Chatitas HaKli, since it wasn't broken the Maisa through the snapping of the rope, but rather, because of the pressure that was placed on the Kli itself, and that's the Orche, that's the normal way of doing it. Memeli is Chayiv Benezek Shalim, because that's when he did the Nezek. When did he do the Nezek? Lamaisa at the end, that's where Mechayiv him for. And not for the original rope snapping. Givaldik. V'nira'a she'harosh olech l'shitato. Omer Rav Kulevsky Zatzel. She'katuv ba'mishnah lekaman, ha'behima mu'edet le'chol perot v'yirakot. A behema is muad to eat peres and yirakos, and therefore the behema has to pay nezek shalim. Achlok susoy kelim mishalim chatzi nezek. But if the animal eats ksus or kelim, the animal ate a carmody utensils, the animal's owner pays half damages. Because that's abnormal and is a toilada of Karen. That's the Mishnah. Frek the Rosh. Why doesn't it say Nach Agresser Chiddush? Tell me an even bigger Chiddush. That sometimes a person's only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, even on Achila Gemura. Sometimes a person's only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, even on Achila Gemura, because it says in the first Perek, there's Vav Amid Beis, Hai Kal B'Dochel Imri, Shunra. In the case of the dog that killed and ate sheep, or a cat that killed and ate a chicken, it is a case of unusual damage for which one pays only half damages, and therefore we don't collect it in Bavel. We don't collect these payments, types of payments in Bavel. And this is called a knas, and we don't collect this in Bavel. So you see that a behema ate dvarim haruim la'achila, and nevertheless it's considered mishunah, and he's chayav only chatzi nezek. So why did the Mishnah tell us the case? Ach l'ksusa kelim, that he pays chatzi nezek. Tell us even if he ate dvarim haruim la'achila, he pays chatzi nezek. Dalkam lechol kol neveilos, afilu shel behemus gedolos. Vaytikom arai kalbo, tochal efishin dagul hamis elatzer chila vafadav tchilas ezek. Ho yeshin mi mechayev ala achila davi orche. We see from the Rosh that the achila is considered orche, even in a case where the behema had a first due a maisa mishune. And therefore, that of the kelev ate the keves, not that the cat, the dog, ate the sheep, is considered orche. Even though it would only be shaykh to eat it if he first kills it, which is mishune. He writes Hilkoch, therefore, nearly the farish, it would appear to me to explain, hadam mina lav, as we say earlier, haikal v'dachal imri v'shum v'dachal tanagol mishunehu, this dog that ate the sheep and the cat that ate the chicken is mishunah, you don't collect it in Bavel, is talking about the pchas, sheposcha misa, how much that the misa made it worth, was made it worth less. That you don't, that the devaluing you don't collect in Bavel. But the nevela, that has to be paid for by the owner of Buzim, Bechotzer, and Nizek, and Rosh Hashanah, it has to be paid for by the value of the amount of pleasure he got, as is the din. Because the achila itself is not a shinui. They eat nevelis, that's normal, and that's what they're having to pay for. The original killing was abnormal, so therefore that they don't have to pay. But the eating was normal. And that it says, hakal b'dochal, because the chiddush is that it's not a tzarech lahamis, el a tzarech achila. And even though the tchilas ahezek was a shinui, he's chayv on the achila, because the achila is orche. So he does two maisim, one's a shinui, one's a orche, one's the derech, and he can only get to the derech by doing something that's not derech. The thing is, he has to pay legamre for doing what he does kederech. Therefore, when it says in the Gemara that he's chayev, only chatzi nezek, only lo magbina b'bavel, it's not because he's chayev for the eating. No, that's for therefore the Mishnah didn't tell us that. That there's a case of chayv for eating, it gets chatzi nezek. For the eating, he's paying the nezek shalim. For the killing, he's paying the chatzi nezek. For the pras, for the lessening in the price. And therefore you see the same vort that we said from the Rosh. The Rosh says that you're paying nezek shalim on the breaking of the kli, which was orche, even though it wouldn't be shaykh to break the kli without first doing something shaloko orche. So to hear, you have to pay in the end the orche, the eating, even though to get there you had to do something shaloko orche. Still he pays nezek shalim. Rashi argues. Rashi says, Chofkim Laman Aleph, that if tchilas hamais was mishun, he's only chayv and chatzi nezek. What's done afterwards? He's not chayv nezek shalim, what's done afterwards? Because since he only got to stage two, because he did something mishunah, he's not chayiv on stage two. Mezek Shalim is only chayiv chatzi mezek. The Rosh is the Shitasa. That if Seif Kol Seif, he did something that's Korachai, even though together he did something Shelo Korachai, you still have to pay, like we saw in the two cases with the Tli. To get to the breaking of the Tli, you had to do something Mishunah. And here to get to the eating of the animal had to do something Mishunah. Still, in the end, for the actual breaking or eating, he has to pay Nezek Shalim, Vadvorim, Nifloim, Besiyata Deshmaye, Ubezrat Hashem, Bashiur Abba, Nachnun, Mshichala, Vinere, Hemshech, נפלאות רבות, גדולות ועצמות, מתורת השם. And I thank you so much for listening. This was awesome. Shalom, shalom.